From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on this day in Maine, Friday, February 23rd, 2018. And on this day, some in Maine's legislature want to take a run at gun control after last week's school shooting in Florida. And another effort to introduce recreational marijuana sales requirements comes out of committee. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And by Lee Auto Malls, four generations serving Mainers since 1936, 19 Maine locations, and at leeauto.com.
A special legislative committee has approved its second bill to create rules for the recreational marijuana market in Maine. The bill contains several concessions designed to win the support of Governor Paul LePage and other Republicans who rejected the initial effort last year. Steve Missler has more.
Critics of the measure passed in committee worry that it falls short of creating a viable regulated marijuana market that can compete with and eventually diminish a thriving underground cannabis trade. Representative Eric Jorgensen, a Portland Democrat, acknowledges that the bill is far from perfect.
I mean, there's no question. There's a lot to dislike in this bill, and there's a lot to like in this bill. And I think, have we made progress? Have we moved things forward? I think that's definitely true.
Among the key provisions is a 10% tax rate on retail sales and a 21.5% rate on wholesale sales. The state's finance agency says the complex tax scheme will yield a 20% effective rate and bring in more than $16 million in tax revenue by fiscal year 2021. While some elements drew broad support, others were geared to win over Republicans and the governor, and those could face opposition from supporters of the original marijuana initiative that voters approved 2 years ago. Potential sticking points include combining oversight of the medical and recreational programs in the state's finance agency, slashing the personal cultivation limit in half from 6 to 3 flowering plants, and eliminating social clubs. The bill also eliminates the possibility of sharing tax revenue with municipalities, a provision that could discourage cities and towns from allowing retail and growing operations, and thus weakening the regulated market. The bill now goes through a lengthy drafting process before it's considered by the full legislature, and more changes could occur before its fate is known. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
In the wake of the Florida school shootings last week, Democrats in the Maine legislature are hoping to introduce a number of last-minute gun control bills, including a ban on bump stocks, which are used to boost the performance of semi-automatic rifles. As Mal Leary reports, one Republican leader says it's too late in the session to take up such major legislation.
Leaders from both parties meet next Tuesday to decide which, if any, after-deadline bills they will allow for consideration this session. In addition to the bump stock ban, House Speaker Sarah Gideon and some fellow Democrats are also drafting a proposed ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, an improved background check process, and a proposal to raise the age to buy a firearm to 21.
I have thought about and worked on almost nothing but this since last Wednesday, and it is my absolute top priority above anything and everything else that we do here.
Gideon says she's also working on a draft of so-called red flag bills, which are under consideration in Florida and other states. One approach would allow a parent or other family member to go to court to block the ability of a person to buy a gun if that person is exhibiting troublesome behavior. A different version would allow law enforcement to seek such an order.
So there's different ways that that can be put together, but that is one of the things that we will be introducing. We're working on right now putting the legislation together.
Gideon's announcement to the House Democratic Caucus Thursday that she was working on gun violence measures for this session drew a standing ovation. There is also support among Democrats on the Senate side, but Assistant Senate Minority Leader Nate Libby acknowledges that it won't be easy to move some of the proposals forward.
To convince Republicans and some Democrats about taking some action on this issue, we have to make the case that changes that we're proposing do not impact their constituents' ability to possess firearms legally and responsibly.
Senate Republican leaders put out a statement saying they're undecided on the bump stock ban bill and were not available to answer questions about other legislation that's being drafted. But House Minority Leader Ken Fredette from Newport, in Maine's 2nd Congressional District, says House Republicans do not want to consider any legislation this session that limits the ability to buy a gun.
House Republicans, which are largely in the 2nd CD, understand that we have a strong hunting tradition here in Maine, and I think they recognize that we also have a strong tradition of responsible gun ownership. So I don't see the House Republicans supporting any ban on further restrictions for gun ownership in Maine.
And Fredette says it's too late in a session that's already laden with major unresolved issues to add to the workload. But there is one proposal that could gain some traction within both parties. Speaker Gideon says that could take the form of a school safety study group comprised of Second Amendment supporters, gun control advocates, and school and law enforcement officials that would deliver its recommendations to the next legislature. GOP House Leader Ken Fredette says school safety is an important issue.
We have to recognize we live in 2018. We have people out there who may or may not be dangers to our children, and we need to put that first. But I think that means that we need to go to do tightened security at our schools.
This is likely only the first attempt to get more gun measures before the legislature for action. Expect more to emerge before the session ends in April or May. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Maine was the first state in the country to embrace new proficiency-based high school diploma standards. Maine's current ninth graders are set to graduate under the new requirements, which apply to students from, or rather subjects, from math to English and social studies. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, the Maine Department of Education is thinking about changing that law that would potentially make it less difficult to graduate.
To graduate 3 years from now, students will need to show that they're proficient in up to 8 subject areas. But as the deadline approaches, the state has been fielding a lot of questions from teachers, parents, and administrators. School districts have complained that they don't know what proficiency means under the law. And many parents are worried that some children, particularly those with disabilities, might not ever be able to reach the high school proficiency needed to graduate. As Maine Parent Federation Executive Director Carrie Woodcock told Maine Public last year, there's too much at stake to leave some high school seniors without some type of diploma.
These kids are in school for 12 to 14 years, and it can't be an all or nothing model. There's got to be some sort of alternative pathway to achieving some sort of diploma from the school system.
State officials say these kinds of comments ultimately led the department to withdraw proposed rules around the new diploma late last year. And at a work session on a related bill on Wednesday, the DOE proposed some dramatic changes to proficiency-based diplomas that officials hope ease those concerns.
Some of what we're trying to accomplish here is to say we don't want to punish those students.
The department's chief academic officer, Paul Hambleton, says that under the proposed changes, students would no longer need to be proficient at a high school level in 8 different subjects in order to receive their diploma. Instead, the diploma and transcript would be used to document a student's level of proficiency in those subjects, but wouldn't require they hit high school proficiency in order to graduate.
So we're dropping the high-stakes diploma. But what we're putting in place again instead is a kind of a school accountability system where we're looking at how are you doing.
The department also proposes a new rulemaking process where the, quote, widest possible involvement of stakeholders, everyone from parents and teachers to universities and businesses, meet and solve some major questions around the law. The department wants this group to determine what proficient really means in subjects such as math or English at different levels, from kindergarten through 12th grade. It would also try to assess what students should know as they head into college or the workplace. Districts would then track that proficiency and report it back to the department. Hambleton says he hopes the system is more tailored to individual students' goals.
We're thinking about hard about what is the proficiency for, and we can answer that with students. Why are you learning this?
Many stakeholders say they're still reading through the new changes, and some are cautiously optimistic. Ed Cervone is the executive director of Educate Maine, a business-led education lobbying group that supports proficiency-based diplomas.
They're doing a very good job of following through on the responsibilities, of identifying the rules, identifying the needs, and looking for ways to help support both students, educators, and schools.
However, questions still remain. Maine Education Association President Lois Kilby Chesley says she's still concerned that documenting so many students' levels of proficiency could leave many teachers bogged down in data with little time to teach. And she also still worries about schools implementing these changes by 2021. That's when the first class of students graduates with these diplomas.
We will continue to move forward, but it's going to be a huge mountain to get over to get everybody ready on the timeline that's set.
Kilby Chesley says she hopes the law's implementation is delayed for another year, though such a delay wasn't included in the Department of Education's proposed changes. The new changes still need to make their way through the legislature. The Education Committee is expected to take up a work session on the amendment in the coming weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of Maine Public's news staff. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Friday, February 23rd, 2018. Thanks to our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.